Stack, this is dictating on George Rickard, R-I-C-K-R-D. R as in Robert, R-I-C-K-R-D. I'm sorry, R-I-C-K-A-R-D, Rickard. George, G-E-O-R-G, George Rickard, R-I-C-K-A-R-D. Date of birth is 1/13/55. Date of visit 4/27/23. Please make copy for Priscilla Luong, Luong. Priscilla, Priscillamd. Date of consultation 4/27. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is, chief complaint, persistent cough with recurrent bronchitis since December 22. Next paragraph, first person illness. This is a 68-year-old male who had an episode of bronchitis in December 22. And, was treated with the course of antibiotics and oral steroids. He improved over a period of 2 weeks and had recurrent symptoms with persistent cough and thick brownish yellow expectoration, and was treated on more than 2 occasions. And was complaining of wheezing and coughing spells. He was seen by a pulmonologist and had a chest x-ray in January 23, which showed mild scarring at the right lung base and no other active infiltrate. CT chest done on January 30th, 23, showed no infiltrate or mass lesion, and there was evidence of coronary artery calcifications and evidence of aortic valve replacement. The patient also had a pulmonary function study, but the results are not available. Is presently coughing up whitish mucus, but has coughing spells and chest tightness as well as wheezing, but denies fevers, chills, night sweats. Next word, past history. The patient past history has included the history of aortic valve replacement and in October of 21. He also has history of hypertension and has had left knee surgery. He has chronic kidney disease and hyperlipidemia. And a history of recurrent bronchitis. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, med list included losartan 100 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams, such as famotidine 40 milligrams daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams, such as nebulized Donep solution 3 times a day, Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And Lasix 20 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a head injury. Mother died of heart failure. Next paragraph, review of habits. The patient smoked marijuana for several years. Denies cigarette smoking. Drinks alcohol moderately daily. Worked as a machinist, was exposed to dust and fumes for many years. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure is one. Can you please change that? Can you please mention? System review. The system review of the patient has fatigue. He has had no weight loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has hoarseness and wheezing and coughing spells. Also has urinary frequency. Denies flank pains. He has had hay fever. Denies abdominal pains or heartburn. No rectal bleeding or constipation. Is some chest pains and calf muscle pains and leg swelling. No anxiety, no depression. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse is 68, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 233, saturation 92. HENT abnormal, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mild injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. Inspiratory and expiratory wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. No crackles. Heart sounds are regular, asthma and astro, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one, asthmatic bronchitis. Number two is underlying COPD. Number three, hypertension. Number four, obesity and possible sleep apnea. Number five, CHF compensated. Number six is degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to go on Breztri, B-R-E-Z-T-R-I, Breztri, Aerosphere, in place of Symbicort, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Was also placed on nebulized Duonep solution 3 times daily. A pulmonary function will be done with lung volumes. He was placed on Augmentin 75 milligrams BID for 10 days. Prednisone 30 milligrams daily times 1 week, 20 milligrams daily times 1 week, and 10 milligrams daily times 1 week. Continue with albuterol inhaler as needed. And advised to get a polysomnogram when he's clinically stable. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy of this for Priscilla Luong, LUONG, MD. This is Dr. D'Souza. you.